Civil rights icon Andrew Young set the blogosphere on fire with comments about Barack Obama's candidacy. His interview was posted online, and it is all anyone can talk about on our blog, News and Views. And our web producer, Jeffrey Bennett, is here with more. Hey.
Hey, Farai.
So folks are saying a lot, apparently, about Andrew Young's remarks. We talked about it briefly on Monday's Bloggers Roundtable. Tell us what's happening online.
Right. Well, the story broke on Friday when a website called Newsmakers Live posted an interview they conducted with Young back in September. Now, in it, he said Obama was too young and lacked the support network necessary to ascend to the White House. Now, for those who are unfamiliar, here's some of what he said.
I want Barack Obama to be president. In 2016. And I tell you why. It's not a matter of being inexperienced. It is a matter of being young. To put a brother in there by himself is to set him up for crucifixion. And I think his time will come.
Setting up a crucifixion, huh?
Right. And so here's a sampling of what folks posted on our blog. Marion wrote, Young's generation marched and protested so that Obama's generation would have doors open to them. Now he's saying now is not the time. If not now, when? Chris Corbel wrote, Young is right. Let Obama gain experience, temper his ambition, and prove, through legislation and public service, some real commitment to progressive causes. And someone going by the name DJ Black Adam wrote, I think Young is trying to get around the fact that he is loyal to the Clinton campaign as opposed to supporting the brother. So it continues to be a hot topic on our blog.
And on our politics segment just now, we talked a little bit about Maya Angelou starring in this new radio ad for Hillary Clinton. Is that playing out on the blog?
It is. And, you know, as is often the case with these campaign ads, they often get more traction online than on the radio and TV where it's intended. And this latest one featuring Dr. Angelou is no exception. In another version, she describes Clinton as a family advocate and ends it by saying, I'm inspired by Hillary Clinton, a daughter, a wife, a mother, my girl. And so we have a link to that radio ad in our blog, and one of our readers, Norma Brown, wrote, I live in South Carolina. I've yet to hear this ad on the radio, but I've seen it posted or written about 5 times already online. So it's just an example of how pervasive these things are online.
So our blog isn't all news. We use it to find folks to be on our show. Who are we looking for this week?
Well, this week we're looking for folks who are having a hard time paying their home mortgage. We've talked a lot in the show about the slump in the housing market. So we're looking for folks who are having financial trouble and who might benefit from this 5-year mortgage rate freeze. And they can find out more about it by going to our blog, nprnewsandviews.org.
All right. Well, Jeff, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes, and he joined me in our studios at NPR West.